Well, hello guys, I'm Jose.
I am Pia.
And we're volunteers at EFM, and today we will talk about the story of our lives, that is living abroad, living away from home. Abroad. It's also abroad right now, but
yeah.
Yes, we are currently living in Poland and we are not Polish, so yes, we are away from home.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like living away from home is such a positive experience, and I mean, it's going to be
hard.
No, the rest of your life probably. Like, there's a moment you get out home and just like you live by yourself.
Yeah.
But I think it's such a great experience to start it when you're young.
Young.
Because like it's in this moment that I don't know. We have to try everything, new things, and we will learn from the mistakes. And it's better if you are 30 and you already know how to cook, to put a washing machine, to clean everything. Okay, no, that you do also at home. At least I do. But if you know how to deal with yourself, you know how to deal with a limited budget, that's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
When I was living in France, it was a really... It was too expensive. But it helps, I feel like it helps you like to get to know yourself better and also to grow as a...
As a person.
Yes, as a person, growing. Everything is around growing nowadays. Don't you think, Pia?
Yes. Okay, this is my first time being away from home in this long. It's interesting.
Yeah. For me, it's my sixth year.
Okay, stop bragging about it.
I'm not bragging, I'm just saying the truth. It's my sixth year. When I was 17, I say...
So long. Bye.
David Zenia. Yeah, I say goodbye. I went to study to another city, then my Erasmus, then Erasmus, then master, and now volunteering. So yes, the story of my life is living away from home, and I'm so happy with that.
Wow.
The freedom we
the
have.
The freedom, yeah, I love it. I love it, but at the same time, I miss some things I would do at home or my friends, which can be hard sometimes handling these kind of emotions.
You'll get used to. It looks like I don't have feelings, but I went through that, okay? For that, I deal with it now. I know how to deal with that.
I mean, I'm dealing with it, and I'm surprised for myself.
Yes, I'm surprised also how we are dealing with it. No, but it's true that it's hard, like, the moment, like, when you go away from home, like, the first time, is like, really, it's like a roller coaster of... I don't know, it happened to me, like, each time I moved to a new place, alone. Like, I came here, I went to master, I went to Brussels, everything. I feel, like, really afraid, like, it's adrenaline also of, like, oh, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But it's scary at the beginning, of course, because, like, you're used to something, and you have to leave it behind.
Yeah.
And go for new adventures.
But for me, it was more sad, or I was more struggling when, okay, I came to Poland, I was here for 4 months, and then I went back, and then when I had to leave again, and the past few days after I came back to Poland, it was quite hard.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was preparing myself, and I knew like a few months before that I will go to Poland, but this was like, hi, bye.
Yeah, for me it's like, I get so really fast like comfortable in a place, so like when I come here it doesn't take me time to feel okay, and when I leave I'm sad for leaving because I really like it, but then I go back home and I'm so happy of being back home, and I get used to that, then I have to leave, so I'm sad too, so it's like each time I have to take a flight it's like I'm sad.
Yeah,
I mean a flight now, when I was in Spain it was a train or a bus.
Yeah.
But it's like it's like that. I mean, you have to get used to farewells. That's the story of your life. Probably you will have to say goodbye many times.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start, better. Because now that we are young is when we can mess up, we can do things that probably in 10 years we'll say, how was I did I dare to do that?
Yeah.
How did I dare to sleep in a bus station, for example?
And I felt like now I'm living away from home, like, that I have the freedom to improve myself or make myself where I want to be.
Yeah.
Because I have this freedom.
Tak.
Because I feel sometimes a little bit controlled by my family in that sense. Yeah,
for me that's the thing I hate the most from going back home. And it's like, I mean, I'm 23, so I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But even like the fact of being home is not like that much control. It's like interest, like they ask you, where are you going? With who? You know more or less at what time are you coming back? It's like, here we are like,
yeah,
living our best life, just like, I will go with whoever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want. As long as we follow the schedules of work.
Yeah.
Because our boss can get mad if we don't go to work. Of course. And they might take holidays and we need our holidays to travel. It also helps, like this experience, for example, to get responsibility and to get to know
different cultures.
Yes, I was thinking more into another thing. To get to know professionalism, like,
oh yeah,
because we are young, so we still doing like these crazy things of like, I mean, crazy for me it's normal, but for people it's shock when I say I do this thing now. But each weekend going in to a different place or even different country. Yeah. Like in 4 months I've been in Germany, Poland, Austria, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Spain. It's like, oh.
Wow.
People usually they don't do that many things in a row, but you can do that. But also you have to know that you do that, but during the week and during working hours you are working, and it helps you like to set
boundaries.
Yes, and
structure
your mentality. Yes, that was what I was. You don't see, but I was doing gestures with my hands.
Yes, and I was trying to understand what you were saying.
Yes, but is that it helps a lot? Like, you have the freedom. You have the personal room, meeting people.
Yeah.
Like you get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you meet amazing people.
And learning about another culture too.
Yes, but I mean that if you go away from home in your country.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, Spain have a lot of cultures. It's really different from one side to another. True. But you are talking more into living abroad
than living away
from home. Yes, but meeting people, you make new friends, really good new friends. Like, yeah, since I left home, I made a lot of friends and I really trust them, really, when they are some of my best friends, so it's really good. Pia is asking me to say that she is one of my best friends. I'm not going to say yes or no to this question. The day we say goodbye to each other, I will give you an answer.
That hurts, though.
I mean, there's an answer, but you will only know it the day we say goodbye.
But that hurts.
Why?
I'll just know when we separate.
Yes.
That's sad.
No.
That's sad.
I will incentive you to organize a trip together to somewhere cool. I don't know, a nice country.
I want to go to Kosovo, but...
I want to go to Kosovo.
Let's talk about...
I want to go to Kosovo too. I have a friend from Kosovo.
Okay, and you learn a lot of skills.
Yes.
By living and learning.
Yes, me before living away, I didn't know how to put a washing machine.
Yeah.
A washing machine. I knew how to put a dishwasher, but not a washing machine.
Or like cooking.
No, I already knew how to cook.
Sorry, some people,
as Pia, they don't know and they find a good friend that cooks for them.
No, yeah. I thought I was gonna learn, but Jose and I made a good deal.
Yes, I hate to wash the stuffs from cooking, she doesn't mind. And she doesn't know how to cook, so it's perfect. I love to cook. She hates to cook. She doesn't mind of cleaning. I hate cleaning.
Yeah.
So we are a perfect couple. That sounds bad, but I don't mean in this way the couples. Okay.
But after having the whole conversation about male and female friendships.
But a couple doesn't need to be in
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
Please don't be basic with the language.
I'm joking, oh my god.
Okay, let's go back to the topic of living away from home, please. What is that? It's good, like you will meet new people, you will get new experience. Also, going away from home, you need to be a little bit responsible. That's the thing, you have to know that you have your schedule, your timeline, because a lot of people, the first year away from home is like crazy year, getting lost and everything, and that's dangerous because you might waste 1 year of your life.
Yeah.
You have time to mess up and everything, but you have to mess up. Like, it's through mistakes that you learn many times. So you have to do your mistakes, but also you have to know you have some responsibilities to do, paying the bills, cooking for yourself. If you go away from home for studying, you have to study. If you go away from home for working, you have to work. And then if you have money left, you can travel. But that's another podcast we made, if you want to listen.
Yeah.
Look for it. Traveling is amazing. And I think...
That's it?
Yes, I don't know what else saying. Living away from home is great, guys. Honestly, today is not our day. That's all, and also another thing, living away from home, sometimes you have to learn how to deal with not good days by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, your friends support you, like P and I, we do coaching. But you have to learn how to deal with these, I don't know, you can't be happy all every day, every time.
Yeah.
Or you can't be energetic all the time, or having the will to do the best of yourself every day. Like, there are some days it's just
not that day.
Yes.
Well, just take time for yourself.
Yeah, that's important now, how to balance yourself, the time for yourself and the time you share, and like to make a good balance to don't be lonely.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need moments of feeling lonely. It's weird. It's a balance that each person is different, and each person has to work on finding this balance between social life, or personal space, public space, social life, personal life,
yeah,
and things like that. But it's a skill you develop.
And it goes through the way.
Yeah, at the end.
You just have to make a small step.
Yeah, and if you mess up, it doesn't matter. It's how you will learn.
Yeah.
Like, Pia learned that you can't be afraid with boiling oil when the fire alarm starts working because of that. A little bit funny story. Yes, but through this mistake, she never did that anymore.
Because I learned my lesson, I stopped doing that.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
You wanted to say that.
I don't know. I'm so out today. I'm sorry. So I think we will come to an end with the podcast.
Bye.
Wait, I have to reach the laptop.
Okay.
Bye.